Come listen, you Protestant subjects that have any love for the land. Here's tidings of joy, sing Vive le Roy. The French are not able to stand against our great king of renown. He tramples their insolence down. Ere long they shall know him and willingly show him that dignity due to his crown. With bumpers, therefore, let us seize in our joys the castle of Namur, surrender, brave boys. Our cannons did bellow like thunder, and bombs they did mount in the air. And while thus we fought, dear friends, you'd have thought the great God of war had been there. For why we encompassed them round, and mortars sent bombs to rebound. So fairly we slung them, they fell in among them, no manner of safety they found. With bumpers, therefore, let us seize in our choice the castle of Namur, surrendered, brave boys. Alas, it was not in their power that fortified place to maintain. Although they were stout and thought to hold out, King William's stout conquering train did show them such thundering play that still in the heat of the fray, as fast as we fired, the French they retired. It was but a folly to stay. Therefore, with full bumpers, let's seize in our joys the castle of Namur, surrendered, brave boys. The French in their castle did tremble to hear how the cannons did roar, whose battering balls so shattered their walls they ne'er so frighted before. For while this close siege we did form, with bombs we supplied them so warm, that during the action they were in distraction, that just like a fiery storm, they fell on the castle with thundering noise. This made them be glad to surrender, brave boys. Right noble and valiant commanders did gallantly lead on their men, who then did appear like strangers to fear, resolving to scour them then. Bold Britons with other allies, the Germans and Spaniards likewise. And while they contended, smoke vapors ascended and seemed to darken the skies, saluting the French with a thundering noise and forced them to yield up the castle, brave boys. The Marquis de Boufflers, he sweated with anger and passion of mind. Quoth he, "Is it so? Beg our must we go and leave this good castle behind? It is a sad thing, I declare, and more than me's able to bear. When Louis, my master, shall hear this disaster, Begar in a passion he'll swear." And thus he went on with a sorrowful noise before he surrendered the castle, brave boys. Quoth he, "If the king of Great Britain is forced to take it by storm, the slaughtering sword will ruin a ford, therefore it is best to conform." The rest did immediately cry, "Yes, let us surrender, for why? If we are serious, King William will spare us, then let us not willfully die. They're coming, we hear, with a thundering noise." This said, they surrendered the castle, brave boys. Their general with his whole army lay looking upon us the while, yet struck not a blow, because you must know he knew it was trouble and toil. But when we the castle had won, he packed up his alls and he run, unwilling to tarry lest he should miscarry. He found what King William had done. He frightened the French by his thundering noise, and forced them to yield up the castle, brave boys.